Well, a massive thank you to the leaders of Starters and Transformers and to Kath and Helen for pulling together everything that we've seen so far this morning. Can you just give them a round of applause? Because that's a lot of work. And you all need to give Graham a pat on the back later as well. And be careful as you leave, because there's definitely more mess than normal. We do Christmas Unwrapped here, and we have Year 6 pupils come in to the church for a morning or an afternoon, and they come and we talk to them about what Christmas is all about. We tell the Christmas story, and we give them this point where we say, have they got any questions? And it gets kind of ramped up that we say, we've got a nutty professor, and he knows everything there is to know about Christmas. You can ask him any questions that you want, and he'll give you the answer. And then some idiot has to come out and try and answer any question that a Year 6 pupil wants to ask about Christmas. Every now and then, someone says, how is it that you know so much about Christmas? And the nutty professor says, Google. And one question that we get asked that we really enjoy, sometimes, I think a few times, it's one our kind of favourite question. It's a competition as to who can ask the best question. And one question that we really like, that we get asked quite a few times, is why did God choose Mary? Why did God choose Mary to be the mother of Jesus? And I think it's a really interesting question, because they've got into the story a bit, they're thinking about it, they're thinking about what's going on, and kind of starting to wonder, so what is behind some of this? And so when they come and ask this question, we often start by saying, well, some people think that Mary was really special. Mary was a particularly special person, that there's no one else quite like Mary who could possibly be the mother of Jesus. And so we get into that question and say, and I think sometimes people ask it because people want to know, well, couldn't I be special? If there's something special about Mary, couldn't I be special too? Because we'd all like to be special, wouldn't we? Who's this? Anyone know who that is? Yeah. Louisa Johnson. Yeah, about two X Factor fans in the room. That's about right for this year, I think, from what I've heard. And Louisa Johnson, she won the X Factor, if you don't follow it. Basically a massive popularity contest. And wouldn't we like that? Wouldn't we like to be on national television and have everybody who watched X Factor, all 10 people, saying that we're great, that we're brilliant, that we've got that special something? Or who's this? Yeah. Messi, yeah. Now, I don't know anything about football, but I understand Messi has had something, is good, is regarded as one of the best. Is that right? He is the best. Okay. And wouldn't we like that? To be that kind of renowned in what we do, that there's someone sat here going, you're the best. You're the best. You're the one that's special. Or who's this? Princess Kate. Yeah. What about just being by nature of who we happen to meet and who we happen to marry, that we become that someone who's special? Perhaps it's not about being famous. Not everybody wants to be famous. Plenty of sensible people don't want to be famous. But perhaps we still want to be the one who's thought of as being special, whether it's in our family, in our school, in our workplace. When I was younger, I played the cello. I still play it occasionally. And because I played the cello quite a lot, every now and then, my dad, who was a keen musician, we'd go to some kind of concert. We'd go and see some kind of great cellist perform. And I would, because I played the cello, so it's the kind of thing that you should do. And I would sit there, and it'd be all great. It would all be wonderful. And you go, wow, isn't that person amazing? But I don't think it quite had the impact that my dad wanted it to. I think my dad wanted me to go, wow, isn't that person amazing? And don't I wish I could be like that? Actually, what happened was I went, wow, isn't that person amazing? I'm never going to be that good. And just had that feeling of, they're the special one, and I'm not. And sometimes we'd all like to be special. And when we get this question at school week, and someone says, well, why Mary? We say, well, some people think that Mary's really special. But actually, I think God might have chosen Mary because she was an ordinary person. When we read about Mary, we read that she doesn't actually sound like someone particularly special. She's a young girl. She was probably in her early teens, maybe about 14 or something like that. She came from a village called Nazareth. Nazareth was was nowhere, wasn't anywhere special. It was a bit like coming from Slough. No offence to anyone. She was engaged to a carpenter. There's nothing special there. So why Mary? Well, I wonder if it's because she was ordinary. Because God maybe wanted to make the point that it didn't take someone special to do something amazing for God. We heard the line, it rang out really well in the Nativity play, that said you don't have to be special to be valuable to God. That actually, maybe what we see in Mary is that it's not that you have to be special to do something amazing for God, to be valuable to him. And the message, of course, of Christmas isn't really that God chose Mary. The message of Christmas is that God chose all of us. That he thinks that we're all valuable. That he thinks that we're worth enough that he would send his son. That he would come and meet with us. Come and walk on earth with people like you and like me. But you see, there is something where I think Mary is a little bit different. We had our Bible reading earlier, and an angel appears to Mary and says, good news, you're going to have God's son. He's going to come into the world. You're going to be his mother. And the bit that we kind of miss sometimes in the story is that that wasn't always that good news for Mary. She was pretty young, she was engaged, and now she's going to be told she's going to have this baby. Anyone who's ever had a baby could tell you that's not that easy to have a baby. Anyone who's ever been involved in any kind of scandal, if you've read the accounts, you'll know it created a scandal. Joseph nearly left her because of this baby. And then we had the bad news in our reading that they were going to have to travel to Bethlehem. They were going to have to make this really difficult journey while she was expecting this baby. This wasn't going to be easy. And yet, the thing that I think is amazing about Mary is what it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. All of this is told to her. The angel appears and says all this is going to happen. And she says this, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." And then the angel left her. Basically, she says, "Yes, I'll do what God wants me to do." And I think in the face of something that was actually really difficult, really tough, and really scary, to be able to say yes took someone who was quite special. Perhaps sometimes there's things that God asks us to do and we don't think we're special enough. Actually, I think all it takes is that we'd have the courage, the willingness to pay the cost, and to say yes to what God wants for us. Because actually God says that we're all special to him. God says that we're all special to him. That we're all worth him coming to earth for. That we're all, that he's willing to get up close and personal with each one of us. And the whole message that we've had through this nativity is that it's a party and everyone is invited. And actually, as we come and meet the God who is willing to meet us, we find it doesn't matter so much about who we are. It becomes a lot more about who he is. So everyone is invited. However special or not you think of yourself, God thinks you are valuable and invites you to come meet with him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that whatever we think about ourselves, that whatever others have said about us, we're special and we're valuable to you. Lord, in all that we celebrate this Christmas, would we focus not on who we are, but who you are, your love for us, and would you help us to have courage to say yes to following you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.